the fun part about being a father. You can see a kid interact with others, grow up, and become anyone. I have two boys. The oldest one is just a gamer. He's real smart, and I love him so much. And the second one, he think he's the oldest. And yeah, you know, you gotta try to maintain him every time we go out. He's the center of attention. And it's just crazy how life go by. I'm a person that grew up in the ghettos, is what they would call it. But to believe it or not, I was always forced by my mom to get out and get something going for myself, graduate high school and college. She pushed me. Oh, it was tough love. My dad was in and out of my life, but that didn't make me a man. What made me a man is the simple fact that I didn't have a father around. My father played a part in other people's life, so I can't say he's a deadbeat father, because he played a father to some other people. But I'm really thankful for my two boys, and I'm thankful for life itself. It sickened me to know that a lot of dads around here don't give a fuck about their kids. I mean, like, what man can sit right there and sleep with a woman and not spend the time to take care of the kid? And all that bullshit about welfare, you people, other people stating, that's not true. And that goes to any race. I hear some black people, oh, they just like the welfare. Nah, fuck all that, man. It ain't about that. It's just, the fact is just, they just don't care to be a parent. They don't care to be, take responsibility of what they have. I'm the best at what I do. My wife couldn't vouch for that. My mama can too. And all because of my mom. She pushed me into being the best. He's out here at the park trying to really be the best. Well, yeah, I'm at the park with my son at this moment. Sorry. He meet new friends everywhere. The thing is, man, is they don't want to become, take responsibility of what they produced or what they made. And that goes for some of the parents out there that sit down and let men sleep with them, and they want to get abortion because they can't raise a kid. Well, if you know you couldn't raise a kid, why the fuck you would sit down and have unprotected sex with a guy? I just don't, I don't get it. My life is complicated, but it's fun. It's fun. I didn't have the best upbringing, and I will stress that every fucking time I get. But I had the best mom in the world. Tough. I had the best grandparent and aunt in the world. Tough, independent black woman that put me around a lot of people that they work for. And they always said, you were different. And I was different. Damn, I used to think just because I didn't like the sagging pants, I didn't like the Jordans, I didn't like all of the extra stuff, that I was weak. I wanted to dress preppy. I always thought of, okay, look, this is nice. I want this. I see this, my surroundings. Back then when I was in my teens, and I didn't like it. But they also taught me. They played a big part in my life as well. And like I say, being a parent, they help with so much. They help with so much. And I want to stay on focus. I want to stay on the topic. A man should always take care of his kid, regardless. I don't care if they feel like they are not ready to have kids. They are not mature enough. They should always be prepared to take care of a kid if they proceed with having sex with the woman. The woman should be more respectful of herself if she knows that this guy is immature. And if she did know this guy immature, that's what they have condoms for. And sometimes condoms is not 100%, but they will help and slow down a lot of the things that goes on, that comes out of that condom, including STDs and AIDS. I almost lost my son, my youngest one. He was born on October the 3rd, and his life was a blink of mine. Just a blink of the eye, he was gonna be gone. And it's crazy when the doctors say you have a 25-75 chance, and 25 is the most that he can stand by. It hurts so bad to know that. My son was on all type of tubes. He had RSV. I don't know what postpartum is. You're right, I'm gonna be honest, I don't. My wife had that. But I had some kind of postpartum with not being around my son. It hurts so bad not to. It hurts so bad not to be able to see him. Well, I was there in the hospital the whole time. I had a great job that supported me. Shout out to RMC, the Village of Myerland Retirement Home. But they helped me so much and got me through it. They sent me home when I was at the Hospital of Texas Children. I didn't hold my baby until a month later. And knowing that he went to the hospital 2 weeks after he was born. And I can't remember most of his newborn time, because when we got him back, he was a big boy. I was singing to him when his heart would drop on the monitors, because he was hooked up to all type of machines. Every machine you can name, from a heart monitor all the way down to breathing monitor. I almost lost him. I grew closer and closer to him. I would sing to him when his heart dropped. And I would just sing. I don't know what song it was, but I like, "Sleeping Baby" or something like that. I wake up. My wife, as her being in the medical field and working for pediatric, she lost all of her training, and it's different from when it's your child and you're going through it. I stood in that room and I wrote down everything that the doctor stated, including when I found out what Brady was, is when he had one. His body was shaking, turned red. The doctors would come in, like literally rush in. Shake. And they try to get him. At one point, they had to do CPR on him. And just the thought of coming to the hospital with a baby and leaving without a baby, it hurt. It hurt to know that. And it's so sad. But this is just part of it. I'm going to pause it and I'll come back.